Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And before we go on, Joel, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with the World Affairs Brief and perhaps even subscribe to it?
Everything is on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. Both archived material in the past, especially on the right-hand column of the front page of the website, are a lot of my analysis and studies of government cover-ups as well as major pieces about strategy concerning what I consider the major global threats from the Russian-Chinese real axis of evil and what they intend to do in the next decade about attacking America in retaliation for our global warmongering. But in any case, in the front center section of the website, you'll find a rolling, scrolling readout of the daily news stories that I analyze every Friday in the World Affairs Brief. The World Affairs Brief is by a modest subscription rate, and you can subscribe to it directly on the website by clicking on the subscribe button. And I encourage everyone to go there for the, not only for their daily news, but to find out how they can get my weekly analysis on Fridays when they come out.
And let me just, to our listeners out there, first thing every morning after I've done my emails, I go to World Affairs Brief and look at all the articles that they have compiled during the last 24 hours. So you'll be on the cutting edge of what's going on. You don't have to go to all the various websites. They've done it for you, and whether it's articles from Reuters or from Asia Times or from the India Times or BBC or, yes, even from CBS, the key articles are there. They've done the work for you. It makes it so much easier to look at their site and see what's really going on in the world. You certainly don't want to read the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, the Washington Post to find out what's going on. Go to worldaffairsbrief.com. You'll really enjoy, you know, that. And then after you've read the summaries, if you want the article, you can pull it down. And so it's a wonderful source of information. I really appreciate so much, Joel, all the work that you and your research associates do in keeping that posted every single day of the week.
Yes, I really do owe a vote of thanks to my two capable researchers who do the lion's share of the searching of the Internet and posting each day to the website the raw news stories. And, you know, I think it's important to understand that the raw news stories don't represent my analysis. We don't always agree with it, just as you interview people who you don't always agree with. But my analysis at the end of the week is the important thing, because I go through these top stories and I'll pick out what I think are the missing information. That's how manipulation in the news occurs, is by withholding information. Just sure. As what we're talking about now, Henry Kissinger writes his memoirs and says, you know, we barely touched on Taiwan, and yet we have thousands of pages of transcripts about conniving and dealing and talking about how to betray Taiwan, how to betray South Korea, and how to assure the Chinese that we have no intention of replacing you. We want you there. Of course they want you there. These are globalists. They want opposition. They want conflict. They want something to leverage off of, to convince the world that you have to build all these weapons, create wars in order to denigrate national sovereignty. They're going to use this next war as, you know, to denigrate the whole concept of we've got to remove the nation state because Russia and China, as independent nations, you know, with nuclear weapons of mass destruction, have attacked the West, and we've got to destroy them from off the face of the earth and create a weaponless world government that will, of course, have the only weapons. No nation state will be allowed to have weapons to defend themselves, and that's what they're headed for. It will take war to do it, and that's what we're headed, and I think that's what people have to see is the big picture. You know, why we're in Iraq. We're not in Iraq to create democracy. We would have done it a much different way if we wanted to do, even if that were possible. And I'm frankly not possible as a trained political scientist that the Arab nations will ever be a democratic society. Their whole culture is based upon, it's much worse than the Latino machismo. It's a tribalistic, leader-oriented culture that is just never going to, I think, work well with democratic principles, let alone restrictive democracy, which is what we believe in. Our Republican form is not raw democracy. That's what the Supreme Court has given us over the year, but we believe in very restricted limitations on the power of the majority to vote benefits to themselves. And we've lost that now, and so we're competing. So all the minorities that are flowing into the United States from across the border in Mexico are competing for those benefits and taking from the productive class. But that's the class warfare that these people are fomenting in our immigration fiasco because it, is, in essence, is an engine of democratic socialism, which we don't want in the United States, but that's what we're getting.
Amen to that, that's for certain.
Now, the last subject.
Okay, go right ahead.
The last subject here on the Kissinger papers is something that has come out by the JewishPress.com outlining information that they have about Kissinger's double dealing in the Middle East, and it's a very interesting play. And I do have to make some comments here because Jason Moaz, the senior editor of JewishPress.com, although acknowledging that Super K or Mr. Kissinger had unprecedented power of Secretary of State and was the so-called mighty architect of American foreign policy during the Nixon-Ford era, he's now got a very bad reputation. And but he still has a reputation about, you know, saving Israel from defeat in the Arab-Israeli context. But this, he says, is false. He says Kissinger's labored very hard in his memoirs to recast his image from that of a Plano favorites geostrategist to someone who has always recognized Israel's great geopolitical value and supported that. He says, in fact, he never did support Israel. He was, in fact, working behind the scenes to make sure that Israel never won a war with definitive military use. And this is right on. And I quote from Jason, he says, such a pro-Israel image is quite at odds with the eyewitness accounts of Kissinger's dealings within the Nixon administration during the 1973 Yom Kippur War, and with Israeli and Arab leaders as he brokered a ceasefire and attempted to craft some sort of peace in the months after the fighting stopped. My comment is, the ceasefire was always a one-sided tool used by the globalists to halt Israel's runaway military victories. In every one of the five major conflicts between the Arabs and Israelis, the Israelis have always won, sometimes even miraculously because of being woefully ill-prepared due to the compromises of the previous ceasefire and the peace. And these ceasefires were specifically meant to make sure that Israel could not consolidate victory in a way which would give it a stronger military position, but to stop the consolidation of victory, so that Israel would be in a weakened position for the next war. In other words, always managing conflict is what the globalists tend to do. So every time Israel starts to have a breakaway victory, the U.S. comes in, arm-twisting Israel, cutting off military supply, and saying, stop, halt.
And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program with Joel Skousen of World Affairs 3.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, Shavuot. We've been counting the Omer, and the day comes down to June the 4th, 10:30 a.m., North Shore Lake Loveland at the Amphitheater. Join us as we welcome special guest speaker Eddie Chumney and Obadiah Frank. It'll be a day of feasting, music, dance, and joy. Call 303-654-9924 or 1-800-205-6245 for more information. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group. The trade deficit is out of control, the budget deficit is eating this country alive, Social Security is wrecked, and most of America's pension funds are underwater. Interest rates are rising, and the dollar is heading into the abyss. When the U.S. dollar collapses, taking with it your stocks, bonds, and 401ks, will you survive? The economic problems facing this country are catastrophic. The time to protect yourself is now. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525, located in Carefree. We offer all forms of U.S. gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525, and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525, and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. We're moving into the last segment of our program, and Joel is just saying that although many people think that Henry Kissinger is very much pro-Israel, the truth of the matter is that Henry Kissinger certainly has done everything they could from keeping them from being as strong as they should be. The people in Washington, D.C. have forced Israel to give up something like 95% of the land that they had won during the series of wars. And you have to ask yourself why, while pretending to be the friend of Israel, they've really progressively weakened it. So go ahead, Joel.
Well, it's very interesting because there has been an actual change in the way they deal with Israel. Up and through the prime ministership of Menachem Begin, the powers that be in the United States were dealing with an Israeli government that was actually pro-Israel and was attempting to really strengthen Israel, and that's why they had to keep restraining the Israeli government from winning these military battles. After that, the prime ministers replacing Menachem Begin, he was undermined, by the way, by a terrible massacre that was created by Ariel Sharon, one of his generals, who I believe this was done purposely in order to undermine the Begin regime. But Begin was not an internationalist. He was not controlled by the group, and all the subsequent prime ministers of Israel have been controlled by the globalists themselves. And so they have not had to twist arms of Israel. What they've had to do is play a very real, sneaky game of the government playing as if they're pro-Israel to their own people to get elected, and yet undermining those Israeli interests at the same time through compromise and through the so-called phony peace process that began in Oslo, which was a secret peace process until it became public. But in any case, in Gerald and Deborah Strober's book, Nixon, An Oral History of His Presidency, they talk a little bit about Kissinger and his dealing with the Yom Kippur War. In any case, it talked about how the bloodshed of the Israelis robbed them of a decisive military victory after Kissinger demanded that there be a ceasefire. This was meant, according to the Strober's book, to Kissinger's philosophy was, we want to make Israel completely dependent on the U.S. But it wasn't just that. There is some truth to this, of course, but the dependency on the U.S. was meant to keep Israel military increasingly tied to U.S. military control, the restrictions of which were constantly used, that is, while Israel Israel still had a pro-Israeli government. The restrictions of military control were meant to keep prime ministers like Begin under the thumb of the U.S. so they couldn't, in fact, consolidate victory. Now that the globalists have successfully co-opted all three major political parties in Israel, there's the Labor Party, the Likud Party, and the new Kadima Party, which is in a sense a clone of Labor Party, but with all of those liberals that infested the Likud Party, had to break away because the Likud would no longer go along with the sellout of Israeli interests by the Likud leadership under Ariel Sharon. So before his stroke, he formed a new party and betrayed all of the Likud people. This would be like Bush saying, having a revolution within the Republican Party here, having the conservative base of the Republicans finally saying, we're not going to take this anymore. And Bush pulls out of the Republicans and creates a new third party that instantly becomes bigger than the Republican Party. That's what exactly happened in Israel. And very rarely, you know, you can't hardly get a third party movement going in the U.S. because you have this winner take all. And you get the feeling like you're throwing away your vote if you have no possibility of gaining a majority. You might as well not even try in America. But in a parliamentary system, you know, you can cut up the political pile in many smaller portions, and then you're forced to bring together a compromise of those smaller portions to form a government. It's less stable to have a parliamentary system. We are more stable, but unfortunately, when the powers that be control both political parties, we have stability in a negative sense that we can't get rid of these boys because they continue to lie to us and keep control of Congress. But in any case, they kept saying here, and there's some interesting quotes from the Strober book, that Kissinger was actually an impediment to the smooth and timely transfer of arms to Israel. And this is typical of agents that play both sides like Kissinger do. They have to keep up pro-Israeli appearances, and yet they hamper timely aid, which is crucial during the warfare. Leonard Garment, who was an aide to Nixon, said, Henry was always trying to talk about administration support for Israel so as not to get, or to ameliorate the administration support for Israel so as not to get the Arabs angry. He says, you know, we can do this, but we can't do that, and we have to this, and he was playing both sides all of the time. And Kenneth Rush, who was Deputy Secretary of State and Deputy Secretary of Defense, painted a picture for the Strobers of Kissinger at his manipulative worst, and he said, Nixon wanted the resupply of Israel, and Kissinger just continued to delay, not because he didn't want to help the Israelis, but because he wanted to make them feel that they owed the resupply to him, to Henry Kissinger, so that he would have more leverage on them. He could use this in negotiations as well as for his own personal benefit. So he delayed, and the Israelis at the time thought that he was their hero who stepped in and made defense and Nixon come through with aid. But in fact, it was Nixon that was pressing for, like mad, for resupply. Defense was ready to go forward, and it was Kissinger who was holding it up by various technical means. So this is very interesting how these things come out over time. And but Henry Kissinger has answers for all those, and they always do. So we never get a clear-cut victory, even when we get real truth coming out of national archives.
But, of course, Kissinger certainly is very close to the upper echelons of this movement, this globalist movement, isn't he?
Yes, I view Henry Kissinger as one of the top second-level managers of this globalist conspiracy to take down national sovereignty.
He and Zbigniew Brzezinski are the two, at least two of the major major manipulators, but they're not at the upper echelon. They simply represent far more powerful people.
That's right. There's others like Strobe Talbot that are very, very evil, in my opinion, who work for this. But the people who are at the top level, who direct these second-level public managers, never go public. They never take positions. We don't have any
defectors. Time, Joel. Thank you so much. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
America. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
From an article written by none other than McGeorge Bundy, who was director of the National Security Council at the time we went into Vietnam. He was a member of Skull and Bones. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was a good friend of Henry Simpson, who was Secretary of War at the time that they got us into the Second World War. You need to get a Vietnam, The Untold Story. It's a four-tape set, or better still, you can get our Vietnam Special, which has actually three tape sets and a couple of books, you know, $80 or $90 value for $69.95. But you need to understand about the men we abandoned in Vietnam. We have one four tape set on the one man who came back, Bobby Garwood, the interviews with him, and what they did to destroy him when he came back. His crime, he escaped, and none of those men we abandoned were ever to escape. Not because the Vietnamese didn't want to release them, because they did, but because our leaders did not want them back. We are dealing with organized evil on a scale of so difficult for most people to believe. Now, if you'd like to get either our four tip set on Vietnam or the Vietnam special, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. The special includes the report from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee going into the men we abandoned after the First World War. 25,000 in the Second World War, 8,000 in Korea, several thousand in Vietnam, 1,000 were in our military, another 1,000 were in CIA employees and layoffs. None of them ever came back. They were simply written off and left to rot over there, and some of them are probably still alive. But we can't let the American people think about that. Oh, no, we would never abandon our men. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a pattern. You need to see the Senate Foreign Relations Committee report. It'll break your heart. If you'd like to get either the help, we call it the Helms Committee report, you can get it independently, or you can get it as part of the Vietnam special. You need to get the information. You need to copy it. You need to get it out across America. And I know one of my friends is a retired Marine Corps colonel. When he heard the four tape set on the men we left behind in Vietnam, and of course he had fought there, he told me he broke down and wept. And so did Lieutenant Colonel Tom McKinney, who was also a friend of ours, who heard that four tape set. You need to have the information. You need to understand for betraying the men we're sending over to Iraq today. And while they're over there fighting for freedom, We're losing our freedom at home. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We've got a great syllabus and either a DVD or video called The Financial Tsunami. That's The Financial Tsunami. If you want to understand what's going on financially, you need to have this information. You need to understand most Americans are going to get wiped out financially, and what they've worked for their whole lives, their pension funds, their money, their annuities, their bank accounts, their CDs, everything is going to be wiped out in the coming financial crisis. And if you understand what's going on, you can begin to make preparations, at least to try to preserve some of what you have. You can get either the syllabus, Financial Tsunami, or the DVD, or the video, or you can get, if you get either the DVD or, and video and the syllabus, why they'll take $5 off. I just ask for the Financial Tsunami special. And, of course, get the information. You're welcome to copy it. But you need to start warning people about what's coming down the line financially. While our boys are fighting overseas, we will be destroyed here at home. And so, remember, until Monday when we'll be with you again, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com. This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshim, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
We thank you, O Father.